Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a great new book out. Man, if you like the World War II stuff and you're watching Apple TV Plus series Masters of the Air, this is like the companion novel to go along with this. It's called A Higher Call, an incredible true story of combat and chivalry in the war-torn skies of World War II. And author Adam Makos joins us here on the National Defense. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. So glad to get to tell these stories to you and your audience today.
And this kind of started with your grandfather, right?
It did. He was a B-17 radio operator in World War II. And growing up, he would take me to air shows and museums. And I was just this unusual teenager who liked hanging out with old World War II veterans instead of going to the mall.
Yeah, and you were, I mean, always kind of with a journalistic mind, you would interview these folks. And I read the first part of the book, and I know that you, at one time, you didn't want anything to do with Germans. You didn't want anything to do with Nazis. You just considered every single German a Nazi, right?
Just like Indiana Jones, you know, Nazis. I hate these guys.
Right.
I kind of whitewashed them in that respect, or you know, painted them with the same brush. Then when I met Franz Stiegler, everything changed. The way it came about was I had tracked down this incredible story about this American bomber that had been badly damaged over Germany. It was limping home, and this German fighter pilot spared it, escorted it out of Germany, and saluted and flew away. And I contacted the American pilot. So I tracked him down. His name was Charlie Brown. And I said, "Mr. Brown, I would love to tell the story of your heroic crew." I think I was 23 years old at the time. And he said, "Well, Adam, I got to tell you, if you want to do this right," because I was writing for magazines at the time. And he said, "If you want to do this right, you've got to start with the German. You've got to go interview my adopted brother, Franz Stiegler." He said, "I'm just a character in this story. Franz is the hero." And I thought, oh no,
yeah,
Franz
right.
is a German.
Right.
This is, I'm going to the dark side here. And Franz was living in Vancouver, Canada at the time. And I was 23 and I hopped on a plane and flew out there and sat down with him. And that's where I discovered this, one of the terrible truths of World War II. And that is, in this case, sometimes you have good men born on the wrong side, wearing the wrong uniform. And in Franz's case, you know, this was a guy who was flying for the national airline Lufthansa when World War II really kicked off. And one day the Luftwaffe showed up and said, "Hey, you're flying for us now.
Right.
We're rearming, we're rebuilding. Everybody who knows how to fly a plane, you're now a military pilot." And Franz's brother was also brought into the military. He was a pilot too. These guys love flying gliders as kids. And his brother goes off to fight in the Battle of Britain and he's killed. And so Franz says, okay, they had him as an instructor pilot because he was so talented. And he said, "I don't want to be an instructor anymore. I want to be a fighter pilot." And so he embarked on this path of revenge and he ended up being sent to Africa. And that's where we get to watch this amazing transformation of a guy who wants to kill the enemy to a guy who ends up sparing his enemy.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're talking to Adam Makos here on the National Defense. The book is A Higher Call, incredible true story of combat and chivalry in the war-torn skies of World War II. And yeah, I really appreciated in your book how you got into the personalities of not just these two guys, but the pilots in general, in terms of, you know, there would be situations where they could shoot each other down and they didn't. And there are all kinds of references in your book to, you know, these guys really having a heart for everybody, but had a job to do, right?
Exactly. And this story is sort of it's one of the rare shining lights from World War II. It's one of those really unusual moments. And that's why it makes for such a great book. A lot of what we see in Masters of the Air, you know, we see the pilots going and bombing Germany, and it's kind of a us versus them, and it's rightfully so. We see one side of the picture, and, you know, you see a lot of the death and destruction. The 8th Air Force lost 26,000 men flying over Germany. That's more than the U.S. Marine Corps. and yet A Higher Call, I wanted to hone in on those unusual moments where humanity shined. And there's no better example than Franz Stiegler's story, that day he caught up with Charlie Brown and decided not to pull the trigger.
Well, and not only did you, take that first meeting, or he took the first meeting with you, Franz did, but you ended up, pestering him for 11 years or something.
Exactly. And it all could have ended if Franz just said, "Oh, I'm too tired. Not another journalist." Because Franz and Charlie had found each other in 1990. Charlie had searched the world for the German who saved his life, and he found him. And these two guys became fishing buddies. They were going to air shows together and telling their story. So a lot of people had interviewed them before I came along. I just wanted to go on a different level. I didn't want to just talk about what happened that day. I wanted to figure out, and especially in Franz's case, what made him the kind of guy who would spare an American bomber? And then after he did that, how did it change him? How did he go back and fly again and again and again until the end of the war? He flew 487 combat.
Oh, wow.
He flew the Messerschmitt 262. Yeah. And it's incredible that he even survived.
Right.
You know, Randy, there were 20,000 German fighter pilots who flew in World War II. Only 2,000 made it out alive.
Wow.
So really, that was the mission of the book. Figure out how you go back into the cockpit and fight for the rest of the war, even flying that jet to the last days. How do you do that after you've spared your enemy? How do you go back to killing them? And it was a really tough moral quandary.
We're talking to Adam Makos here in the National Defense. A Higher Call is the new book. Have you seen Masters of the Air on Apple?
I've been watching it every Friday night and enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be good. We've had Tom Hanks on this show a handful of times. And the one thing, whether it's Band of Brothers, the Pacific, whatever he's doing in terms of the military, the one thing that always comes through is he wants to get it right. He wants it to look authentic. He's always got a military consultant on the set to let him know, hey, you don't do it that way. What do you think so far about Masters of the Air in terms of their accuracy?
You know, Randy, it's been almost like a portal into that time. You know, when Franz and Charlie would tell me their stories, I always had to imagine them. Now I get to see what an 8th Air Force bomber base really looked like. You know, what the officers club looked like, what London looked like. I mean, we're going to go into a POW camp now in the next couple of episodes. So it's been a really priceless journey into the past. I feel like there's a lot of faces, there's a lot of names, it's a lot of information, but it's because these guys are just eager to tell a big story to honor as many people as possible. So even the shortcomings of the show, all the characters you have to follow, are actually strengths in a way, you know, because they're just trying to do such a good job.
And Adam, your story, just your personal story, I was stunned when I read about what happened to you after your freshman year in high school.
Yeah, Randy, I had a very, very close call involving aviation. And I was supposed to be on the TWA 800 aircraft that had crashed over Long Island. I was going to go to France with the trip from my school. There, you know, a number of my classmates and neighbors and my teacher were all killed that day. And normally aviation should have scared me off after that.
I thought this was very fascinating. Yeah.
I think for me, it was, I came away with an even greater respect for people who, number one, took those risks and went up into the sky willingly, and how frightful the sky can be. You know, when we're in an airliner in the pressurized cabin, you know, it's easy to look down and see the world passing by. These guys in the B-17s, they went up, you know, and the windows are open, negative 30 degree air is flowing in, and you're about to have German fighters flying head on into your formation.
Right.
You know, I think I came away with more and more awe the more I came to study these stories.
Oh, Adam, talk about that 100th Bomb Group a little bit, if you will.
Well, the 100th Bomb Group was considered a hard luck outfit. There's something about the American character that we love the Bastogne story. We love Wake Island. We're drawn to units that had a hard time mm-hmm. and yet prevailed. And that was the 100th Bomb Group. They just had bad luck and they lost a lot of planes. So early on, you know, you have raids like the Munster raid that we see in the show, 12 out of 13 planes were shot down. And when you have numbers like that, 12 aircraft, that's more than one third of the entire bomb group. You know, these are units with 30 planes. And when you lose a third of that in one mission, when you're flying five missions a month or more, you know, that doesn't bode too well. That sends a chill down everybody's spine. So the 100th was just a unit that faced incredible odds, and yet these guys buckled down and got the job done. And so I Charlie Brown, my friend who survived that day in the encounter with Franz Stiegler, I see his face every time I turn on that show.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. And how thrilling to be kind of a part of that world for you, to be the journalist that number one uncovers these great stories, but then to kind of live that along with your buddy Charlie and Franz, and just to be able to relate to them on that level.
Oh, it's been I'm thankful I was in the right place at the right time, and the story of Stiegler and Brown, you know, I consider it to be the finest story to come out of World War II. And I really encourage people to check it out, because it's not just about that encounter on December 20th when Franz ended up sparing Charlie's bomber. Charlie's plane was shot to ribbons, and, you know, he shouldn't have survived that day, but this German fighter pilot spares it. A lot of people, when I tell the story, they say, "Oh, that was nice. How did you think that up?" I didn't think it up. These guys really lived. This really happened. And yes, a German fighter pilot spared an American bomber. And then we go into all his other battles. The most important battle for him was in Africa. And that's where his commander, before he took off for that flight, he looked at Franz and he said, "What will you do if you find a man floating down in a parachute today?" Hmm. And Franz said, "I don't know. I'll worry about it when it happens." And the commander said, "If you end up shooting a man in a parachute, I'll shoot you myself." He said, "We fight by the rules of war, not for our enemy, but for our souls, so that if you survive this, you can still look yourself in the mirror for the rest of your life."
Wow.
Because he knew Franz was this young man hell-bent on revenge for his brother who had been killed. And so moments like that, you think of them happening on our side. You know, the good guys are going to make these moral decisions. This was the bad guys making this decision. Mm. And that's what makes it so fascinating.
And Adam, part of your research, you've flown a World War II bomber?
Yeah, I had the chance to fly a B-17 back in the day, Randy. And it's an incredible machine because, it's not like a car or even a bus. There is a serious lag in the steering. So you're turning the yoke and you're waiting a few seconds and then boom, this big machine starts turning.
Oh, wow.
And you know, you realize that that these young men who flew these aircraft, they had to be thinking ahead. They had to be anticipating every move. And then I got to fly it over Pennsylvania farm fields at 1,000 feet on a summer day. They were taking it up to 20,000 feet over Regensburger or Munster, and it's negative 30 degrees below zero. Ugh. And when you look down at the earth wearing an oxygen mask, you know, through an open window at 20,000 feet, that's a whole new level of scary.
Right,
so
right.
I got to do the fun part of flying. Those guys were, man, they were the real deal.
Well, you took a chance flying over to Pennsylvania. You know, they usually will shoot you down.
Yeah, I suppose it just depends how many cows you scare.
Right. Adam, I got to tell you, man, your writing is fantastic. The new international bestseller, A Higher Call, an incredible true story of combat and chivalry in the war-torn skies of World War II. What a great story, man. Thank you so much for writing it, and thanks for your time.
Hey, Randy, I enjoyed talking with you. Let's do it again someday.
I'd love to. Thank you so much, Adam. Have a great day. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.